UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination, online at bluegrasskarting.com.
Time now for the V Show with Bob Valvano on your sports station, ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
So, without my mic on, of course. Nothing new there.
I thought you were on two. You've been on two all week. I'm sorry.
I don't know what's going on. I just come in whatever mic is closest to me. I talk to because I never know what the hell's going on. It is an elimination game in Little League World Series time. New Jersey getting thumped by Louisiana. The Cajun boys up 4-0 through 3.5. So we'll keep you posted on that. Somebody's going home. Apologies to start the program to the big hitter producer.
Huh?
Yesterday you badgered me about chicken sandwiches, which baffled the snot out of me for the better part of time. It made for good content, though,
because yes.
It was damn entertaining. But I had no idea. And I was mesmerized by the fact that the listeners were firing texts in. I was like, wow, you really resonated with them for some reason on this. By the way, they're not using the studio for a TV show anymore, are they? They don't come in and tape anything in here, do they?
No, why?
Because the text screen is down. I don't understand why they do that. They used to do that when they used to tape the TV show in here.
Oh, maybe they were rebooting the computer.
Anyway,
we're doing all kinds of repairs around here.
I digress. Here's the point, though. Is that I then got home last night and looked, and I did not realize that the catalyst, maybe you said it and I didn't listen, so if you want to be snarky, knock yourself out, that it was triggered by Popeye starting a chicken sandwich? Is that what the hell happened here?
It's been going crazy on
But they have. So he says, why is he talking about chicken again? Because I didn't realize last night it was like a ticker tape machine again with the tweets and the texts about damn chicken sandwiches.
I will be honest. I didn't know. I just knew that it was. I thought it was just a debate that somehow it became a thing.
That's why I didn't understand what the big fuss was. And then
I didn't know they came out with a new chicken sandwich. I didn't know that was what the catalyst was. I knew it was an argument about chicken sandwiches, not the chicken itself.
Absolutely astounding. So there you go. So I apologize. On to what you should be in radio, what the peoples be talking about. And the peoples be
fingers
talking
on the
about
pulse of that
chicken sandwiches. They were fired up about chicken sandwiches. So I ask you, the listener, the beloved and loyal V-Show listener, if you've tried the new Popeye chicken sandwich, just weigh in with me here because I'd like to know if it's any good. It's a fried chicken sandwich, right? It's like Chick-fil-A's where I can't eat it, right, on this diet, I assume.
No, sorry.
Okay. But
I don't know if they have a grilled chicken sandwich.
Well, that I would like, you know, the grilled chicken sandwiches are very good. They're the ones that, like I said, people at Wendy's, rolled your eyes at that, but the Wendy's grilled chicken sandwich is outstanding.
Well, no, it's very good. It's tasty.
Speaking of food, somebody texted me, what do you think the healthiest thing you could, if you went to the fair and said, damn it, I'm not giving in, I'm going to eat healthy, what the hell would you eat there?
Your shoe.
No, guy sent in a picture of a campfire chicken meal.
Okay.
Campfire chicken with veggies roasted over the, you know, like you do it as a campfire.
That sounds pretty tasty.
Yeah, it does,
actually.
So that's pretty good. So if you're going after
delicious.
The fair and you don't want to induce a cardiac infarction, then here's your chance to do something good and get yourself some nice, healthy chicken.
If you do, though, I mean, there is that donut burger.
There's plenty of opportunities. If you just said, I've had enough of this world, but I really don't want to commit suicide, I think that's an awful thing to do. I'll go out in a blaze of glory. I will eat nothing but all my meals at the fair for an entire week. It's a good chance you'll at least be in the hospital. Probably a good opportunity.
Some of those, they're high in calories. I had the birthday cake, funnel cake flavor, and it was about half the calories I was supposed to have in a day.
Here's the other thing I'm wondering. And my guess is one of our listeners will know. We debated this around the office yesterday. Who actually owns the fair? Is it a state? Do they own it? Do they lease the space to the various people? Like, I'm trying to figure out. I was just rolling through my head. I'll tell you how this came about, by the way, because this is of local interest. Somebody was talking about, I guess, the high school kids that lost their minds the other day. And that was really ugly. I mean, you know, and then
Scott Reynolds.
That's a little bizarre. I'd added the sublime to the ridiculous, I guess. But the kids were, or the ridiculous to the sublime, however that saying goes. But the it's really scary. I mean, the cops getting very animated and agitated, and the kids are, we all surround them, we could jump them. I mean, what a horrible discussion to be having, however you're doing it. But I'm told, through people who know better than I, that I guess they stopped taking admission at some point, and then the high school kids would all come in after it was, like, free and just destroy crap. And it's not to say paint with too broad a brush. Never every high school kid who said he wants to destroy the fair. But enough of them thought this was amusing that they had a problem. And so what they said is you're now not going to be allowed to come in unless you come in with a parent or a guardian or something. And somebody said, I wonder how that will affect the attendance. And then somebody said, well, I wonder how much money they'll lose by doing that, if at all. Now, these were kids coming in probably not spending any money, so I don't know how much they'd lose by this. But the point is, when they said lose money, I said, well, who's going to be losing the money? That's the part. Right. Who owns it? Like, for example, let me give you an example. When Churchill Downs has the Breeders' Cup in, Churchill Downs basically just serves as the landlord. They rent their track to the Breeders' Cup. The Breeders' Cup writes them a check, and then the Breeders' Cup gets the run of the roost. They can put signs up. That's why they had all signs up for the V Foundation. So the Churchill makes a little bit of money because they rent the joint, and they, I mean, you know, they get some dough out of it, but it's not like they have an ownership a part of it. Best of my knowledge is they don't. They basically rent it, and then Breeders' Cup takes ownership of the event. So I'm wondering, is this the same type deal? Like, these are state facilities. Do they make their money off of leasing space to exhibitors and everything? Does that where the state makes money? But some guy owns the state fair. It's a corporation, a private corporation that owns the state fair. Somebody said, no, it's a state thing. That the state owned, they own the space. They lease the space. They own it. And it's there. It's a source of revenue. And somebody said it's probably owned by a division like a, again, if we're all wrong, that's fine. I'm just recounting the conversation of uninformed radio hosts. Is the, like, agriculture department. Because remember, that's why it used to start. The fair was a farmer's thing.
Right. There's a big farm show. And
so even though that's a bit antiquated, perhaps they still...
It didn't smell near as bad as I thought it would.
What do you mean?
The farm show. No, it's not...
The farm, you haven't been
the livestock? Yeah, no.
Yeah,
I thought it was okay.
Okay, well, that's because you were in hockey locker rooms for a lot of your life. Probably felt at home. So
I like cows.
Well, that's a sentence that's never been uttered.
Uttered? See what you did
very
there?
Good.
By the way,
donut burger is a well-balanced meal. Yikes. I'm not sure about that.
You have your sugar. You have your carbs. You have your protein. Throw some tomato and lettuce on there.
You have your cholesterol. You have your clogged arteries. You got your heart attack. Covers all the bases.
Diabetic shock. I should make light of that.
Sorry, I'm just wondering about that, for what that's worth.
Well, I mean, if people know, today's a good day for them to text
we
today.
We want to know Wednesday.
Oh, I got some good ones.
We want to know Wednesday.
I got good ones for you.
We want to know Wednesday.
I got good one. I got a good one for you. I'm really excited, but I'm saving it because I want to open with this other thing first. In a day, an age where we lament much and we go out of our way to be pissed off about everything, evidently, which is kind of how the world works right now, and that includes athletes, you're reminded of a couple of cool things. You probably have heard about both of these, but it's worth a moment. Yasiel Puig on Monday is in New York. The Indians played the Yankees, and then they stayed over, and they opened a three-game series with the Mets last night, which, uh-oh. What happened with that three-game series with the Mets last night, the opener there? I can't quite remember. Wait a second. I think I know. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's time to break out the song.
Uh-oh. Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets. Bring your kiddies, bring your wife. Guaranteed to have the time of your life. Because the Mets are really socking the ball. Knocking those home runs over the wall. East side, west side. Everybody's coming down to meet the M-E-T-S Mets of New York Town.
Yes, sir! Mets go on fire last night and light it up against the very, very good Cleveland Indians. 97 RBIs now for Pete Alonso, and the Mets all over the Tribe by a score of 9-2. Very tasty day there. And update, our daily update on the wild card race. They didn't gain any ground. They didn't lose any ground. They're still two games behind the Cubs for the second wild card spot. Three behind Washington. They're tied with the Phillies in that second wild card spot. So good stuff there. Anyway, but so the Indians play the Yankees. Series ended Sunday. Monday's a day off. It's late in the season. Guys like to just chill a little bit. Instead, they're getting ready to play the Mets starting yesterday. And Puig, on his day off, really, really cool, spent the day at a camp for kids with cancer. They rented a helicopter, flew him to Camp Simcha in the Catskill Mountains. Very lovely place to be in the summer.
It is the only all-kosher
overnight summer camp for
overnight
children. With kids, with teens. Not being snarky at all. It's a rather limited market. Is there great pent-up demand for kosher overnight summer camps for children and teens with cancer? It's not like that's going to be so it's a very niche market. But it's wonderful that they provide this service for kids that have been sick from a young age. And it was terrific. And he was so gracious and tireless with his enthusiasm with them. It was a very, very, very cool video, if you've seen it. He took a 45-minute helicopter ride to the camp, placed a fake tiger head over his bright red hair to hide his identity. He walked in the room full of children. He pulled the mask off, and everybody went crazy. And the kids just absolutely... you see the videos and the pictures. It's great. And his comments are great. He said it was a life-changing experience for him. So very cool and very quiet. I mean, they really didn't do it to intend to publicizing it. He just went up there and did it, and it's very, very cool thing. If you read the story on The Athletic of how Steph Curry got involved with rejuvenating the Howard Golf Program, I'll tell you, what's really cool about this? Well, I'll save that for last. But what happened is he was asked, showing a movie on the Howard campus that his production company, he's got investment in a production company, was behind. And afterwards, one of the kids came up and talked to him. And I think it was one of the kids. Anyway, it was a person with Howard and talked to him about, I think it was one of the kids. And he was talking about golf. And he said, this is Curry talking now. He said the kid was speaking so enthusiastically about his love of golf and blah, 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 that Curry said to him, well, how's your team? How are you doing? The kid said, we don't have a team. He said, what? He said, we don't have a team. I tried to start a club. I put some flyers up. We didn't really get anywhere. And Curry did some due diligence and found out they used to have a golf team. It disbanded many years ago. They played Division II golf. And so he was back in Washington playing at this course. I think it's a public course in the northeast section of D.C., having lived there. The elite area is the Northwest. That's where Northwest and Northern Virginia is where the people of means live. The Northeast, not quite like that. It's been a golf course that has, welcomed African-American golfers for 80 some odd years, I think. It's a public course, not just black golfers, but it's one that they certainly populated. And he's playing there, and they interviewed him while he was there, and he was just so gracious in his comments. And what he did is he said that, he just thinks golf has provided so many things for him, and you can be competitive, but you also meet the most wonderful people. And he talked about how his father taught him and how he wants to teach his kids. And that's one of the beautiful things of lifetime sports. He was very humbled. He said the game is very humbling. Nobody masters it. He just said all the things you'd love an athlete to say. And this is the thing where he said, I'm putting it in a context of the broader educational experience. I think you learn things from being on a team like this. And so you should read the article. Go to The Athletic and read it. I'm not doing it justice because I'm hurrying a synopsis of it so we can move on to other things, but it's really good. And the point behind it is, I'm sorry for him and for Warrior fans as they move into their new building that their team has kind of been blown up. But as a fan, I kind of like it because I like him so much. Bob McKillop, who's the Davidson coach, is from Long Island. I know him fairly well, and we talked a little about it. And he said he's the most down-to-earth, wonderful kid. He can't say enough about Steph. He loved him, loves his family. Mike Pratt tells us that because he knows the dad, of course, from his days in the NBA. And So it's so easy to root for him, but it was hard to root for. I'm just not a guy by nature who roots for the overwhelming favorite. And there are people who love to do that, who love to jump on board and, you know, well, that team's probably going to win, so I'll root for them. I tend not to do that. And so it was hard for me to I kind of always take the underdog side, which is disappointing a lot of times because they don't frequently win. But I do. And now
Mets.
They're definitely underdogs. I mean, they're definitely underdogs. They're definitely underdogs.
Ooh, I don't know about
Clay
that.
Thompson's out for most of the year. They lost Durant. They're definitely not in a position of power. The Clippers and the Lakers, they're not. Go look at the NBA. You know what?
I like. Yeah,
you know
see,
what talks?
I'd like to see the
money talks,
I'd
and
like
you know what walks. The NBA championship odds. They are not. They have been the prohibitive favorites for a number of years now. Not this year.
Yeah, but that's a wide margin there from going from favorite to underdog.
Well, underdog like, by definition is a team that's not the favorite.
I don't know. I feel like underdog is like when people aren't buying into you at all. I mean, if they're in the race, they're in the running for it.
Maybe this will persuade you slightly more. Of all the NBA teams right now, after they've been the overwhelming favorite for year after year after year, right now, according to one of the websites, Bovada, I don't know which one it is, they are the seventh choice. Seven. Ahead of them are the Clippers, the Lakers, the Bucks, the Rockets, the Sixers, and the Jazz. The Jazz, all ahead of the Warriors. The Lakers are the second choice, plus 400. The Clippers are the first choice, plus 350. Bucks, plus 500. Rockets, plus 800. Sixers, plus 900. Jazz, plus 1,200. The Warriors are plus 1,400, just ahead of the Celtics and Nuggets. If they win, that would be considered a bit of an upset. Sorry.
All right. It's hovering around there. Major underdog. I mean, you said what? So 7 out of 16.
Underdog.
16 playoff
It would
teams.
Be an upset. Upset, but defined by a team that's not the favorite winning. There are small upsets. A team that's like okay, in this case, if the Bucks won, it'd be a small upset. They're the third choice. You go down 7 deep in the NBA, that's a pretty good upset. So it's.
I thought they were going to be in the top 5. And if that's the case, then I wasn't going to call it
so
an
now
upset.
I can
but
root. Seven, it'll be fun to root for him again. Because see, I'm not jumping on the bandwagon. That's why. Well, listen, we're, by nature we're like that as a society. That's why people didn't embrace Durant going to the Warriors. I didn't criticize him. I respect it, but because they felt like, oh, let me see, there's a team that's already won the championship. I'm one of the best players in the game. Let me join them.
Right.
So it's the same deal.
Joining the NWO.
Yeah. All right, here we go. This is my first contribution to We Want to Know Wednesday. I was really jazzed up about this.
502-437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. Text them in. We've had the same winner.
Like, well, he can't win
back
today.
Back weeks, yeah. So I don't know. I mean, still text it in, my
okay.
guy. You know who you are.
Mark Blankenbaker is the guy who found out the answer to this. He didn't know it, by the way, so don't think that I said it. And he said, oh, no, I got the answer to that. We were in the office, as I like to do, which annoys everybody immensely, which only adds to the fun, is I like to sing, and usually obscure songs. If you sing a song that's contemporary, most people think, oh, I just heard it on the radio, it's stuck in his head.
But sing show tunes.
I like to pull stuff out of commercial jingles, show tunes, cartoon things, rock songs from 40 years ago, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So Motown. So this is a song from 1982, and I was busting out a little Rock the Casbah, and I get struck by I'm that kind of guy. I'm a guy that likes words, and so I said to myself, WTF does Rock the Casbah mean? What could that possibly mean? And so somebody looked it up on an urban dictionary, and what it's come to mean is doing something that you think is right, even though it's not legal. You rock the Casbah. Okay? So here's the thing about that, though. How could that have come to mean that? Well, what it came to mean, evidently, was the song itself was put together because they were told. What are you doing?
This is a song.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what you were doing. It sounded like we were in a commercial break. They were told that you could not you couldn't play rock music. The lyric is let me see if I can find the exact lyric I'm alluding to here. Here it is. Yeah, that's it. It's exactly what I'm looking for. The sheik drove his Cadillac. He went cruising down the ville. He's talking about the Sharif don't like it. Rockin' the Casbah, rock the Casbah. They were frowning on rock music in that part of the world. So that's like Billy Joel. Please don't play it. I'll play it twice. So they're rocking the Casbah. The Sharif don't... I never knew that's what the line was. The Sharif don't like it.
Neither did I.
By order of the Prophet, we ban that boogie sound. He's just flying in the face of fundamental religion in his... fundamental religion and government in his country. And he's like, oh yeah, well screw you, we're going to play it. And so it's come to mean, and he's right, frankly, they should be allowed to play it. That's exactly why it's
one of the classic
Clash
punk bands
saying that we're going to play our music, and that's the way it should be. We're allowed to play whatever music we want to play. And so we're rocking the Casbah, and that has come to mean in urban dictionary, urban lingo, doing something that you think is right that is actually illegal because they were told not to play it, and they played it, and na-na-na-na-na-na. Rock, that's one of the best I brought to the table, I must confess.
That's strong. Yeah. And the lead singer kind of looks like a kid I went to high school with.
Not him, though.
No, I'm fairly certain, not him. I got one off a Snapple bottle.
Yeah, well, yesterday when we went to pick up our furniture, nice mattress, by the way. Yeah. Well worth the trip. It was very good. Put it to use last night. Good night's sleep.
I wish you could donate old ones. Because, I mean, I know Mom didn't like the old one, but it was such good shape.
Can't,
it's a shame.
It's illegal.
When I become president, we're gonna change that.
Why would you do that? Why would you want to perpetuate all the things that they prevent by doing that? They prevent bed bugs and disease spread and crap like that.
It's,
so
it's called disinfectant spray, man.
Okay. Anyway, what's the thing that you learned?
Well, that camels, they don't
not
have...
Not the cigarettes.
No, the actual animal. Don't have one, don't have two. They have three eyelids. I think it has something to do with sand. I kind of remember that from zoo books. By the way, if you didn't have zoo books as a kid, I don't want to be that guy. But like to sound hoity-toity or whatever, like you know, look down on you, but patronizing. But zoo books, man, that was strong.
So you learned it from zoo books.
I learned it from zoo books. I mean, the knowledge like and it, that sadly. Zoo books knowledge is start like the stuff I gleaned from that, although I never got the tiger poster and I'm still a little PO'd about that. The stuff I learned from those books I've used in society more than like the stuff from trigonometry. But then again, I'm not an engineer or something like that. I'm in radio. We talk about sports and random crap. So I guess that would make sense, but I'm just saying I've gotten more use out of my zoo books than I did out of the really expensive textbooks.
I know how to spell. I know how to spell encyclopedia because of the Disney song. In the encyclopedia,
I was going to sing
encyclopedia.
And here we go.
You walked all over me spelling it.
I know, that's why. But I was trying. I'm sorry.
In the encyclopedia, encyclopedia. Yeah, quality. And let's not, don't even get me started on Conjunction Junction. Or also, I'm just a bill, I'm only
that's
a bill.
One. Who's that's singing quality. That?
Jack Sanford, the late Jack Sanford.
May you rest in peace. That, no, yeah.
Great trumpet player and very, very distinctive singer. Now, Jack Sanford's not his name. Jack was his first name. Jack Sanford was a pitcher for the San Francisco Giants. You get older, everybody's name goes together.
We got a kick-ass show today, by the way.
But wait a minute, I'm going to talk about this. We haven't taken all the meat off the bone here. There's great stuff coming in. Conjunction Junction.
Can I tease what we got?
Jack
or what
Sheldon.
We have?
Jack Sheldon. I said Jack Sanford, who was a pitcher for the Giants. Jack Sheldon.
Jack Sheldon.
Yeah, he's good.
You can find him before.
Jack Sheldon's good. Well, he did a bunch of. He's an actor too, and he did a bunch of commercial albums. His version of, he's playing the trumpet on it. I can't remember. Cigarette holder. My Satin Doll. He's got a version of Satin Doll. Look it up. If you like Conjunction Junction, look up Jack Sheldon, Satin Doll. In fact, we'll play that coming back from the next break. That's how good it is.
There's a guy with the Reds, Sheldon. Oh, man.
No, that's the guy from... Sheldon is the guy from the
I've only heard it a million times right here on ESPN.
What's the sitcom? That sitcom was like the most popular sitcom.
Oh, that's Jim somebody or other. Yeah. I forgot his
last name.
What's
the name of
Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory. All right, here we go. Rock the Casbah. All of a sudden,
We want to know Wednesday.
Information.
437-9680.
Rock the Casbah was the first song... was chosen by Armed Forces Radio to be the first song broadcast on the service covering the area during Operation Desert Storm.
Huh.
The Rock the Casbah lyrics feature various Arabic, Hebrew, Turkish, and Sanskrit loanwords, such as Sharif, Sheik, Kosher, Raga, I don't even know how you say this, Muzzin, Minaret, and Casbah. So there you go. So that's what they did.
Is this true? Did you know the term spaghetti is the plural form And spaghetto
I would
is
think
the
that's,
singular form
I would
of
think
pasta?
That's right. Really? Because the nature of Italian and Spanish are very
sense.
Similar. The singular forms of things are...
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
With a vowel at the end. Hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards. Pretty good.
I knew that, but yeah, that's a good one.
The Clash wrote Rock the Casbah in response to their manager complaining about them playing songs too long. That's pretty good. ESPN V show, my family's been serving Kentuckians for 65 years at the state fair. I figured I'd weigh in, no pun intended. Fairgrounds are state-owned and spaces leased with annual renewals. So evidently, I think the state owns the whole damn thing, evidently.
Yeah, a lot of people have texted that in. And there's evidently a fair board.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean they would own it, though. They could be the advisory board for how they manage it or something like that. But, it makes sense they own it. We want to know where babies come from. That's a good one. We want to know. That is, there's two different types of reproduction.
We want to know Wednesday.
One is asexual, one is sexual. Asexual is like amoebas that just split. Sexual
there's
is when there's a male and a female, and then they co-join, and then they form a new one. But thanks for asking, and good luck to you in your dating world. Let's see what else we've got here.
Where is that Marconi?
Well, I'm just trying to answer the... Yes, Jack... did you mean Jack Sanford? Jack Sanford was the pitcher for the Giants. That's what I said. Jack... Sheldon is the guy who
Jinx.
Who sang on Schoolhouse Rock. And we're going to play a little sample of his very distinctive singing style here. So there you go. So we got good stuff coming in. It's still a wide open field for who gets. And we got good prizes today.
Yeah.
We just got a shipment of crap in. It's great. We really did. We really got a shipment of junk in here that is awesome. Did you know if you visit the U.S. Capitol gift shop and buy a souvenir shot glass, it has a small vial of toothpicks in it, and it's listed as a toothpick holder on the sale receipt upon an inquiry to the sales clerk as to why the response was to put the best image on the item. P.S. Take the toothpicks out before filling it. So, in other words, they don't want to look like they're selling shot glasses at the U.S. Capitol.
Right. Gotcha.
So, let's see.
Can I lay out the show?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the newsroom and have our news director, Nicholas Michaels, tell us what's coming up on the V Show on this Wednesday. Nick?
Thank you, Bob. Coming up at 1 p.m.
1 o'clock.
Stadiums. Brett McMurphy will join to talk a little college football.
College football's right around the corner.
It
if you
is.
Look at the calendar, it's starting really soon.
It's week zero.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it's, Florida and Miami this weekend?
I mean,
Battle for the Sunshine
it's
State.
It's days away.
Mere days.
Yeah.
Then WDRB's Eric Crawford.
WDRB's Eric Crawford.
He will join at 1:30 today for his weekly Wednesday visit.
1:30 weekly visit.
And then you heard Evan Daniels on earlier with Lachlan McLean.
Evan
on the
Daniels,
rush.
We're not going to have him on again. That'd be ridiculous.
No, what 247 Sports? He's their national recruiting director. They came out with some new rankings earlier today. Not to be outdone, ESPN is coming out with some new rankings.
Yes,
which can only mean what.
Paul Biancardi.
Exactly.
Paul Biancardi, ladies and gentlemen.
215, the comedic stylings of
I think we should
Pauly
introduce
B.
people like boxing announcers do, without leaving out their heights and weights and that kind of stuff. But, you know, hey, joins us, Denning, and are joining us now at 215. You got one? You got one for
no,
us?
No. You got to get the PA effect.
Oh, you wanted to use more than one microphone?
Yeah. I think that's how you do it.
All right, let's see. Is this going to get us? And now... No, you just sound louder. Nope.
Wait. No.
It was when I called on the phone, you got the PA announcer. That was how you did it.
I got the moment's lost.
Comedy moments lost.
Thought.
Too bad. Comedy moments lost. Should just let me run with it. Unfortunately, like a running back, I had 4 yards if I just followed the block. Instead, I said, nope, I'm going to try and bust this thing, reversed my field, went left, and turned it into a 5-yard
loss. I kind of think that sometimes I'm like the fullback that maybe stutter steps or whatever, and then you run right into my hiney.
Yeah.
And then it slows down.
Yeah,
and vice versa. There's other times when...
Did you tell Coop he missed the song? We sang already.
Yeah, we sang Meet the Mets. Sorry, Coop.
9-2 yesterday. 9-2 against the very, very good Cleveland Indians who just put a butt-whooping on the New York Yankees. So they're good. And the Mets just whipped up on him. Pete Alonso, 40 home runs now, 97 RBIs. Mike Conforto hit home run, I think, number 28. They're quality. I'm still afraid they may not quite be good enough. Isn't that sad? That big gap of awful baseball for basically 2 whole months might keep them out.
They were pretty bad.
Oh, they were bad at baseball. Really bad at baseball. All right, it's time for a break.
It's also a Witch Wednesday.
Ladies Ladies and gentlemen,
they got delivered.
Which Wednesday? Is it here?
It's here.
Oh, let's go. Break. We'll be back.
Wait, I don't have a commercial. Wait, that, you can't just do that, man.
We always have our focus around here at ESPN Louisville. Not focus with an F, but with a PH.
Focus is our go-to drink when it's time for a pick-me-up around the office. Focus is a naturally energizing caffeinated sparkling water, so it's free of any of the bad stuff you find in sodas and energy drinks. The caffeine in Focus comes from green tea leaves.
So pick up a Focus around Louisville at places like Kroger, Fresh Time, Lucky's, Rainbow Blossom, Heine Brothers, Paul's Fruit Market, or on Amazon.
Cigarette holder, which wigs me over her shoulder. She digs me out chatting that satin doll. Baby, shall we go out skipping? Careful, amigo, you're flipping. Speaks Latin, that satin doll.
You're locked on the V-Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
Oh, 100%. Maybe they're just like, we have so many of these guillotines laying around, we might as well use them. It's a really half-assed French accent, but... Wait, are they really stylish? No, one of you guys were rocking stylish ones. I think it was him. Wow. Here's one from our friend Burkhead Ryan. Did you know the Mascot Hall of Fame is located in Whiting, Indiana? I like that one. Whiting, Indiana. Oh, yeah. You should be outside petitioning. That would be amazing. Image of me having to bail you out of prison and Whiting, Indiana, you through a break through a window. Hall of Fame. How many miles are on your car, by the way, while you're looking that up? Oh, there it is. It's your guy.
The Mets.
One more time.
Meet the Mets.
Scoop.
Step right up and greet the Mets. Bring your kiddies, bring your wife. Guaranteed to have the time of your life. Because the Mets are really sucking the ball. Knocking those home runs over the wall. East side, west side. Everybody's coming down to meet the M-E-T-S Mets.
Of New York Town. Are we doing the V show from there? That's kind of scary. Oh, okay, very nice. You gotta respect Mr. Met. Oh yeah, absolutely, yeah, yeah. That's a terrible city with terrible people, but really, oh nice. So the Philly Fanatic's got a famous dad. Good friend. I do like the Philly Fanatic. Not all of Philadelphia sucks. Just a good amount of it. Oh, yeah, yeah. James Harden when they were still friends. Oh, yeah. Duncan and everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The superstars. Right, right, right. Oh, God. Oh, jeez. That's violence. Aw. Ah, look at him. Hmm. Whoa. Dang, phones are going crazy. Yeah. Deep dish pizza, raise money. If we could catch a Tigers and White Sox game, maybe Johnny Sales. Johnny Sales might be down. Ents, there'd have to be a soccer angle. Jeez. Are you guys going to wear party hats? These little party hats tilted to the side. Can I have more than one piece of cake? I want to be a professional partier. Or a party professional.
Board meeting, so all right, who's on which line here?
Oh man,
my screen. Well, don't blame me.
No, it's not you.
What happened?
My fat freaking sausage fingers accidentally hit a button on your microphone.
And what happened to it?
So that entire hour, that wonderful riff of stuff is just going to be me going yeah, dead air, and then me talking.
So that's going to be our podcast?
Our podcast is going to be just sounding like I am locked in a room talking to the voices in my head.
Which may contribute to why this guy just said to me, how much money does a radio producer make? I'm considering a career change.
So,
don't get him started.
I'm going to plead the fifth. On that one. It's a lot of fun, though. It is so much fun, I got to say.
All right.
It's
why can I not? Job. This mouse, where's the damn thing? I'm trying to get... That's what I want to see. All right, Birdhead Ryan's on line one. All right, Rhino, thank you for the heads up about the museum. This is quality. Now I'm obsessed with wanting... Maybe I can take the train to Chicago and then go over to the museum. That'd be great. Sounds awesome.
That was it. That was exactly what I... At first, I was going to take my victory lap for probably winning the We Won on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Now it's been a 15-minute segment that your producer did not really record, so you can probably just do it all over again.
Yeah. Wow.
Fantastic.
Even the listeners jumping on the big hitter.
No, that's fair. It's all fair. Although, I'm looking at the recording right now. I think I might be able to Frankenstein this this SOB,
right.
So we'll
anyway,
see.
Go ahead. Well, thank you, friend. What's up?
So I'm just driving up towards Chicago, and I saw that on the billboard, and I thought, well, that's something interesting. I don't think that the inner child of Bobby V probably knew there was a museum dedicated to mascots, and you could take a train right to Chicago, spend the day at the Hall of Fame in the museum, and then train it back to Indy and make it home in time for dinner. So I felt it was worth the nomination, and it definitely sounded like it was. And if I have time this afternoon, I may actually stop by that Hall of Fame and check it out. And
if I do,
I will take some pictures. Even as a Cubs fan, I'll take a picture with Mr. Met and send it to you.
That is doubly impressive. Now you are a good man, Rhino. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. You know what? I'm on the website. Seriously, this is an amazing museum. Honest to God. Check this out. The first thing you can do is they let you shoot a T-shirt cannon. How great is that?
Oh, my God.
You can shoot a T-shirt cannon.
Done.
I don't know if it's figurative, if it's like you're pushing, it's a video thing. I don't know, but it is T-shirt cannons anchored to a thing there, and you push a button and you shoot it. You're trying to shoot it into the crowd. There's a video screen of the crowd there. So you shoot a T-shirt cannon. You can meet mascots. There's actual mascots there. There's a shelf, which, unfortunately, knowing you, I'm just being candid with the listening audience, they sell the stuffed mascots. We could blow through about $500
that's a paycheck.
Easily.
Easily a paycheck.
I mean, it's unbelievable. They've got all of the various mascots there because you know we'd pick up a Mr. Met. You can audition to be
a
mascot.
A Mr. Met somewhere.
You dance in front of a green screen and audition to be a mascot.
Oh, we should bring Phil. He was almost a superstar.
You can build a mascot. They've got all these little parts of like a mascot costume, and you put them together, and you can build yourself a mascot.
Do they have a mascot at the mascot
museum? Yes.
The official mascot of the Mascot Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I think so. You can learn about mascots. You can climb, slide, and play. You can work on your mascot skills. There's a little machine there where you have to work on your various
skills.
Yeah,
dancing,
like you put your hands in the big oversized gloves and stuff. You can dance like a mascot in front of a
I want there to be a mascot
screen.
Combine.
You could try the mascot maker. You can make a mascot. You can eat yummy snacks. You'll like that.
Yep,
you can shoot some hoops. You can design a mascot on a computer screen. You can put the whole thing together so you can design your... I'm going there and we are designing a V-Show mascot. That is awesome. And in honor of Dawn, he'll have a little partner for the show. So the Mrs. V Show mascot could be Dawny V Show. That could be her. We'll make her like, you know, well, Mr. Redleg has there's always a female counterpart.
Yeah, what's her name? Is it Mrs. Redleg?
I don't know. Well, we can't do that. She's married. That wouldn't be right. You can become a mascot. You can play gigantic oversized games. You can relax in the big loungers and sit in a room there. You can go inside a mascot, which sounds very creepy, but it sounds like a form of a prostate cancer test.
Take me out a few times, Big Red.
Unbelievable. It is a big place, fun with food. You'll like that. We got to go there. Reggie's their mascot. Reggy.
Oh, okay. That's why you were having birthdays. Sir.
Yeah, with Reggie.
With Reggie. What's he look like?
He looks like
just a guy.
No, he's a guy named Reggie, like Reggie Mantle from Archie. He's stop. The thing's scrolling, and I don't want it to scroll. How do I make it stop?
Yell at it.
No, here, this one. He looks like he's got French fries for head. That guy, quick before it changes. See right there, the purple guy in the middle, right there. See?
Okay. All right, yeah, he looks mascot-y.
He's got
Does he have a Mrs.?
I don't know.
Mrs. Reggie?
I don't think so. He should.
Reggie's
Why do they have to be married? Why can't
Reggie's
she be a mascot
a
on her own? She could be
he's
Regina.
A hound. There you go. That's a good point.
There you go. Look at that. All the mascots on the stairs. That's quality work out of him.
That completely derailed the first hour.
Doesn't matter.
It
no, it didn't derail it. It brought joy and happiness to childlike people like you and I.
Brett McMurphy will join us on the other side.
He doesn't have a mascot. Who cares?
I feel like that was perfect because it was out of left field enough, but it was also Perrin Johnson walking across the street looking fresh as hell.
He has no good mascot. Let's go to New York, Mike. Mike, you got
to come back in 2 weeks.
Hey, are you going to talk to us or talk to your friends here? The hell are you doing?
Bob, I'm talking to you.
Well, what are you saying? We don't know. We came in right in the middle of a sentence. You were screaming at us. What are you doing here?
I was just screaming at you. I was asking you about Harry the Hanky and Timmy the Tissue from the Bronx. You didn't mention them.
I don't know them. Who is Harry the Hanky and Timmy the Tissue? Who are they? It sounds like a fake one. Like, what was the one you used to love when you were a kid? That disgusting poo thing, Nick. That
Mr. Hanky,
yeah.
The Christmas poo.
Oh, is that what he's talking about?
From
yeah,
South Park.
We got 3 points tomorrow night.
Who does?
Me and you with the Raiders.
Oh, all right. Yes, you got. We've been talking about that. 300 lottery tickets is going to take us like 5 hours to go through them all. That's going
to
be fun.
Yeah, but no. That's why you have a. You know, it's up to you. Hey, you know what? I'd like to get something straight with you.
Uh-oh.
When I win, would you? I don't want to pick out the lottery tickets. Can I give you an envelope with the stuff in it, and you do what you want? You get any tickets you want.
Sure. Why not? That'd be fun.
Now you have a place where you could get it in the plastic.
Get it in the plastic. I don't know what that means. What's that mean?
It's never been opened. They all come in plastic. And if it's plastic, they'll never open, you know. You'll have to be the first one to open it.
Do they sell them like that? I didn't even know you could do that.
I mean, do you want me to get it? Because I get it anywhere in Louisville. They know me.
All right. Well, then, yeah, because they wouldn't give it to me in the plastic. I don't think.
All right. So, okay. I thought you had a special place you went for Powerball and No. Pick 3, you don't?
I don't play a lot of lottery, to be honest with you. No disrespect.
I'll get it for you. I'll get it for you.
Sounds good.
And be ready to get the people you need to scratch.
Oh, we're ready. We'll make a scratch-off party. We'll get some Papa John's pizza, and which you can get with a special code, Radio XL. What do you get with a Radio XL, Nick?
You get an extra large two-topping pizza along with a
two-liter drink
for just $14.
Beautiful. Can't beat it.
PapaJohns.com.
Yes, yeah, we're here. We're here. We're here. Go ahead. Yep.
I'd like to say, John, right now, I want to give you my Super Bowl winner and my college championship winner. Is that all right with you? The Oakland Raiders.
I'm sorry. As always, everybody likes to wander.
Do the college championship.
All right, go ahead. Tell us who they are.
Oakland Raiders.
Really? Wow. Okay.
And George is going to win the college championship.
Well, you'd win a lot of money if you hit that parlay, because I would
no,
be...
you will. Hey, I'm telling you right now.
All right.
I broke my legs. I had an epiphany. I was not going to come back to doing no radio, because I was messed up. I'm going to tell you, anything I win football season goes to the foundation for your brother. How do you like that? I'm not taking one penny.
Wow, that's impressive. Well, now we'll be rooting for you twice as hard, man. Thank you. Hey, by the way, how are you feeling? Are you feeling any better? Your legs getting any better? What's going on?
No, you're not going to believe what the doctor did yesterday. I know you don't have the time, but I'm going back to Steve Shop, who did my car. He's a great guy at Taylorsville Road in Paddy Lane.
Okay. What did
you
he...
You take care, and I'll bring the tickets down maybe Friday morning.
All right. All right. Well, we'll be here, buddy. Thanks very much. We got to get a top-of-the-hour break, Mike. Thanks for calling. I'm sorry. I have to explain to everybody. I feel bad because she's so sweet. I was alluding to Dawn because, as always, people come in our office during the show. But in this case, it was a good reason to do it. But so she was patiently waiting to talk to Nick, and she sat in our one trick chair. Didn't know it. And she sat, and as she leaned back, she just went flying.
She scraped her elbow on the wall.
I felt bad about that. Yeah, I didn't want her to get hurt. So anyway, all right.
She's
so,
laughing, though.
Let's see. The female. See, this is good. Like, this is what I meant. See, I mean, because you don't want to be doing, guys, you know, Mr. and Mrs. You just, yeah. But, like, the Reds mascot is Rosie. It's not Mrs. Met, it's Rosie.
So that's my sense.
The V-Show mascot could be one guy. It wouldn't be me, but whoever the guy is, we don't have to marry to Dawn. Dawn's kind of...
Can we just have a giant meatball?
That'd be good. I'd like meatball. If we go up there, we can design our own mascot. I think ZD's a better name.
Oh, ZD.
He should be ZD.
ZD's
Z.
Good.
Big Z. Also goes by Big Z.
Big Z.
ZD and Big Z, the V-Show mascot.
Is he wearing a basketball jersey?
I don't know. We'll have to figure it out. We could go up there. Somebody said you could go up there and make a mascot for your fantasy team. Make an Empire Electron. Also true.
There we go.
Now, more merchandising chances. Absolutely. That was...
How much does it cost to make a mascot? Because I have this image of you.
You keep asking me about this place I learned about 7 minutes ago.
You were on the site.
It just tells you what you can do. It doesn't tell you like what everything costs.
Huh. Well,
or cost. Meet Reggie. Here's Reggie, their mascot. I'm Reggie, official mascot of the Mascot Hall of Fame. I can't wait to welcome you to my home. You'll learn about my fellow mascots, what it takes to be a mascot, how mascots are made, how you can even become a mascot yourself. Be sure to come give me a hug. I'm sorry, that sounds disgusting. Or a high five when you visit.
Wait, that's,
you know what I didn't?
Not disgusting.
No,
that's what you do with a mascot.
Yeah, but they're unless somebody
they're
disinfects
lovable.
Them at the end of the day, that's kind of disgusting. Because
it's the
you know what
it's
I didn't get a chance
wet.
To ask Rob Nyer about? Did you know this? On Yesterday Show, Rob Nyer, if you will, is a very accomplished writer and baseball reporter. He's now the commissioner of the West Coast League. It's a wooden bat summer league for college players. It just finished their season. About 3 weeks ago, he went to a game, and between innings, he went to go get a refreshment, and the mascot was there. Disrobing, you know, taking their costume off, not getting naked. And he said, what are you doing? He said, do you take a little break? He said, no, I'm done. I only do the first 4 innings. Rob said, oh. He said, well, you think I could try it?
Rob, that's a commissioner right
Rob
there.
Rob put the mascot on for the last 4 innings and said he had more fun. It was unbelievable. I think he's got, you know, for a guy, he's a very gentle man. He's a birder. To me, that is the ultimate man thing to do, to put a mascot uniform on. After somebody's been wearing it,
oh, yeah.
You might as well just walk through a giant pit of puke.
I feel bad.
That is disgusting.
In my days of Clifford, I always signed up for shift 1.
Exactly.
Because shift 2, that poor bastard.
Oh,
he,
that is a disgusting,
he
disgusting
needed
endeavor.
There was so much sweat in the freaking muzzle of He's like, did you drink something? Nope.
Yep.
Nope. That's
what it does.
That's just hard work and dodging children trying to kill you.
Great first hour. Thanks for being with us. More to come. It's the V
Brett
Show.
McMurphy.
Brett
Stadium
McMurphy
on the other
talking
side.
Some college feetball on the other side here on ESPN 680 1057.
With UPS, future you graduates from Metro College with zero debt. How? As a package handler, you'll have a great job while you attend Metro College, and 100% of your tuition will be covered. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at UPS.
We are ESPN Louisville, your home for the college football playoff, NFL, the Final Four, and best sports talk. Download the ESPN Louisville app today, delivered by UPS Jobs Kentucky.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination, online at bluegrasskarting.com.